Hello, I'm positively bursting with excitement about how to make this podcast a little better, and yeah, I think I've worked out how that might be possible. In a sentence, I'll be able to do more with it if the Patreon I've recently launched brings in enough to reinvest in the podcast, mainly by paying for an audio editor. That is the key that I'm realizing is going to unlock quite a bit more potentially. Mustn't get too carried away here, but there is something which could be quite a big change. I should explain, though, a plan. I'm going to explain a bit more detail with this mini bonus episode production update by setting out very clearly the following 10-point thought process. Number one, I came up with the idea for the Napoleonic Quarterly because it was really something I wanted to listen to myself. And a big theme of all of this is that the great joy and privilege of doing the podcast is the opportunity to speak with literally some of the world's leading experts on this period that I've been so interested in for a while. Number two, that was the basis on which I embarked on this admittedly somewhat imposing 96-episode journey. It's still way more than 5 years away from the finish line. It's going to dominate my 40s. Can I actually pull it off? Number three. Right at the start, I wasn't so bothered by the size of the audience. It wasn't really about the audience initially, because I was doing it because I wanted to speak to these historians. So long as it felt as if there was a respectable number along for the journey, that's great. But let's say it wasn't my primary motivation. Number four. That changed pretty quickly once I started putting these episodes out. And that's really because of the praise and the encouragement that I receive has been of massive value. Every single kind word, really, it really does make my day. It's embarrassing how much this is the case. Number five, the episodes do take quite a long time to make. Yes, that is a point worth underlining. You've got to, well, draw up the chronology, plan segments and the narratives that stretch across each season, find the interviewees for each segment, record those interviews, and that involves pinning Charles and Alex down with some professorial diarising. You've got to script bits of the episode. In fact, I like to transcribe the interviews as a way of re-familiarising myself with them ahead of the recording with Charles and Alex. And then you've got to edit together all of those different voices. And then there's the introduction, which is probably the most complex bit of each episode. Whew. Now, I mustn't overdo my moaning too much, because I really enjoy doing it all, of course, over the course of many, many hours each week. Number six, add to that the recent long COVID issues with my eyes, which have made it a bit harder. I've got new glasses now, and I'm able to sustain as much as 50% of my time on the screen, which is a real game changer. But I don't want to, you know, moan, but it's not 100%. Nevertheless, I can be more productive than that sounds, because I'm able to make use of the adaptive technologies so that when my eyes need a rest, I can keep working away. That works pretty well, actually. Number seven. Before I got these glasses, I was really thinking whether I could realistically keep the podcast going. And that was when I first got the idea to hire an audio editor. And actually, I confess, I even went so far as to record a Patreon intro setting out the situation in stark terms, as in, give me money or the podcast won't be able to carry on. But happily, that did not prove necessary, and it's not necessary now. I'm confident I'll be able to make slow but steady progress towards 1815 in the coming months and years. Number eight. This slower release schedule I've got, doing one main episode sort of a month or so, roughly speaking, is definitely a good idea. But what would make this podcast really good is not, I think, increasing the pace of those main episodes, but rather it's having more bonus content that supplements what's been going on in the 3 months that we've just been looking at. So, okay, right now, the bonus episodes, they consist of two formats. We've got the interview episodes that you'll be familiar with, and the new panel episodes. These are very good. They'll certainly continue. But I'm just beginning to think it would probably be better if we focused the bonus content more on the timeline, i.e. what's going on in the 3 months that we've just looked at And is there anything we should, you know, cover in a little bit more detail? Number 9. Take, for example, what I like to call the Episode 56 dilemma. Episode 56 of the Napoleonic Quarterly covers the final 3 months of 1805. Just like any other episode, we've got a 10-minute interview on the first big topic in that quarter, another 10 minutes on the second, another 10 minutes on the third. But, as you will have grasped, the first of those will be Austerlitz, and the second will be Trafalgar. And, you know, as Charles says, the Napoleonic Quarterly is a synthesis. It doesn't aim to dive into too much detail, but you can see how, with a bit of planning and forethought, we could supplement the main episode, which whisked through those two massive, enormously significant moments for the period. We could do more with a couple of additional episodes where we look at those battles and their significance in a bit more detail. And really the same applies for pretty much any other big moment. As you know, there's always more to dive into. And that extra content is what gets me excited, not least because I want to listen to it myself. Number 10. Well, as things stand, it's unlikely to happen because of the realities of editing. It takes a lot of time to pull together these episodes to make them half decent, and I can certainly just about manage the basics, but more than that is going to prove tricky, and this is where the audio editor comes in. My plan with the funding provided by Patreon is to reinvest all of it in growing the podcast. This is a hobby for me, ultimately. Partly that means growing the audience, but primarily my proposition to listeners is that rather than me slaving away for hours each month doing ripple deletes and leveling audio and all the other technical legwork it's Premiere Pro I use, as it happens. But anyway, instead of doing all that, I can spend that time producing the podcast, organizing these extra episodes. In summary, therefore, you give me money and I'll spend that on an audio editor so I can work on more marvelous content. There we go. Okay, so yeah, those are the 10 points of my thought process, which sum up what's running through my mind. That's what's got me really excited. It's amazing to me that it was really a solo project at the start, but it's not that now by any stretch of the imagination. It's a partnership between our historians and you, the listeners. We can grow this podcast into something with a life of its own. But actually, I say you, the listeners. No, I think it's better if you say we, the listeners. And I very much put myself in the category of the punter here. I'm a listener who also happens to be getting to ask the questions, which is pretty fantastic. Now, if you extend that logic to the patrons, then it does beg the question as to whether it would be an extremely tremendous idea to get some of you guys actually on the podcast presenting some of these new bonus episodes. Just an idea. Maybe that's something for the upper tiers to consider. But if anyone listening to this did think, yeah, I'd really like to do that, then please do let me know. I'll make it relatively straightforward. So, you know, I'm going to pull together a production pack, PDF document, or something like that. Anyway, it'll explain everything that you need to actually make the episode yourself, with the assistance of our audio editor, so that plausibly, you know, what I want to do is get you set up with a topic, maybe help you record it, but then, you know, really that could be done by you. It then gets edited by our audio editor, and then I get to listen to the finished product, like very much like a listener. What's not to like about that? It's surely a win-win situation if ever there was one. This is the bold, exciting, slightly radical idea, but actually, you know, there's no limit on what we can produce. Well, not really. I mean, the main breaks so far have been the time it spends doing the editing. So if that's fixed by money, then great, let's make more stuff. So that's a big part of the Patreon launch, that this idea that it's going to be much easier to produce much more content. But there are other benefits I wanted to mention here as well, seeing as I'm trying to get you all to sign up. The planning process is a big part of it, and for me, that had long seemed to be the big attraction, the behind the scenes aspects of Napoleonic Quarterly, that I thought those who are really into the project would enjoy seeing and hearing. Now, I do have a plan for all 96 episodes. It was done in the early years of the last decade, and it was done from that fairly traditionally minded narrative approach, I suppose. Well, it's probably, that's just a way of me explaining that I hadn't read many books at the time. But now I have people like Alex Mikabrudze to point me in the direction of other important parts of the story of these years. Anyhow, when you're doing it quickly, it inevitably becomes a little slapdash and rough. And so what I've seen so far in taking that initial plan is that there's usually a moment where I run it by Charles and Alex and run them through what we're looking at for the season ahead. And that serves us as a starting point. They often have views of their own that they'll feed in and shape it. And essentially that shaping process is something that I think we can get patrons involved in as well. It's a good, fun process. It's very listenable too. I think it would make excellent bonus content. So what I'm going to do is open up the discussion to our patrons, who would be very welcome to, you know, come on the link, and there'll be opportunities to put your points of view across. Now, I probably shouldn't go quite so far as to let the democratic spirit carry me away completely, but what I'm thinking is that the discussion would serve as a useful highlighter of where the question marks are, and it may be that a quick poll of listeners could prove very helpful in pointing us in the right direction. So it's not a full gamification, not a full game show that I've got in mind, but I think it could be good to get, you know, others involved in this process of looking ahead and working out where the main episodes are going to take us. Now, it was actually Todd Campbell, one of our early patrons, who made this point to me, that actually the opportunity to talk with the world's leading historians about this period is a massive thrill. It's something that, as I explained, has been a big part of the initial motivation for me. But I don't need to hog it. I think we can explore a number of different ways of offering something similar to the patrons. Specific live Q&As are fairly obvious, but good. Even better might be the chance to listen into some of our episode tapings and to ask your question there and then as we wind down after the recording. This is all, okay, I accept it's a bit woolly, but I'm pretty flexible about what it might look like. So again, do get in touch either on Twitter or emailing napoleonicquarterly@gmail.com or on the Patreon website itself if you have any suggestions, however audacious they may feel. So you can see how there is a graded approach here, from the opportunity to chip in a question by sending an email all the way up to present a bonus episode. And let's just see how that pans out. But please do come forward. And finally, before we finish, I wanted to chuck in a word for some of the basics on offer, namely the bits and pieces that feel fairly easy for me to provide, but which I hope are a useful addition to the offer to patrons. Every so often, as I've said before, there are extended remarks by Charles or Alex or whoever I'm interviewing, which do need editing down a little bit. And whilst this editorial rigour will ensure the Napoleonic Quarterly remains a high-quality production throughout, it is a shame to lose some of the pearls of wisdom offered by the podcast's interviewees. There are two ways in which I'm making these extra bits available. Firstly, patrons will be able to listen to the unedited version of the podcast before it's published widely, because that's the whole process. You know, I pull it together, the audio editor will, and then it will all just sit there in perfectly audio-ly constructed form, but maybe a little bit on the waffly side here and there. I'd say I tend to lose between probably 10 and say 30 minutes in extremis when editing a lot of these extra bits and pieces out, which listeners might prefer to digest, you know, the whole thing in one go. They won't mind the whole thing being slightly distended because they'll be getting more of the content they're so keen on. However, others may be in more of a hurry, and so the second thing I'll be doing is keeping ears peeled. I think should that be eyes? Never mind. I'll be on the lookout anyhow for particular snippets to be presented on their own for listeners' edification. I wouldn't say there's a hard and fast rule about when these will come up. Sometimes there's not actually that much to trim off the episodes, but on other occasions when the verbose mood has taken our professors, let's just say, yeah, there should be plenty of extra bits to go around. All in all, those extra bits of content, they're, as I say, they're very easy to produce. They're part of the production process anyway. I hope they're appreciated. They are a good thing. Right, I should crack on with sorting out the next couple of episodes. I've been spending maybe a little bit too long thinking this through. There's something about, you know, when you haven't spoken to people and you need to come up with a proposition, that you tend to take a little bit too long over it. But actually, probably, I think, you know, let's take this initial patron offer, see how it develops. And that's exciting in itself, to be honest. But let's see how we get on here. I honestly feel like to really, you know, push this thing, and it could become very, very good. Probably people listening in a few years will be able to simply assess whether that's the case by scrolling up or down and seeing what has been produced. But let's see how we get on. In any case, your support is very, very much appreciated, whether that is by being able to support the podcast with your hard-earned, or whether it's simply by leaving a 5-star review on a podcast platform of your choice, or whether it's by leaving those kind, encouraging words on social media that are really, really, really just what the doctor ordered. Thank you very much for all of those. Okay, more Napoleonic Quarterly to come, and I need to stop grinning and start getting back to work on the producing process. But thank you once again, and bye for now.